You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We turn today to Title 15 of the United States Code, Section 2, which reads, in relevant part, every person who shall monopolize or attempt to monopolize any part of the trade or commerce among the several states shall be deemed guilty of a felony, and on conviction thereof shall be punished by fine not exceeding $100 million if a corporation. So if you don't know, now you know. The corporation in question, of course, is Google, which found itself on the receiving end of an antitrust lawsuit today filed by the Department of Justice and 11 state attorneys general. So as we do when technology leads the news, we've gotten Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech, on the phone to make us smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So I get so many questions. Number one is Google's been around for a long time. It's been ginormous for a very long time, dominant for a very long time. What took so long for this to happen?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because, and in fact, the Department of Justice notes this in their filing, there is legally a difference between being really, really, really big and really dominant, as you know, and between maintaining that dominance in a way that crosses over into illegality. And so it takes a while to make that case, basically, that maintaining the dominance is the illegal part, whereas it's fine to just be gigantic.
Right. What's the counter argument? What's Google going to say? We're just doing our business, man. Nobody here but us chickens.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yes, Google's counter argument is that this is a flawed lawsuit and that there are plenty of options out there for search. Their official blog post rebutting the filing of this lawsuit included a lot of GIFs in which people use Bing, Microsoft Bing. So if you know anybody who does, definitely let me know. I want to talk to them. And then the counter argument to, kind of the lawsuit itself, which a lot of pundits said, and even legal scholars, people who worked on, for example, the Microsoft case in the 90s, said, this case could have been bigger. There were suggestions that it was being rushed, even over the objection of some career lawyers and state attorneys general, in order to get it out before the election. And the scope of it is very limited to search. The counterargument to all of that, of course, is you got to start somewhere, and these cases are a big deal.
Right, and search is kind of the low-hanging fruit. Let me just back you up a minute to that Bing thing. You are, and we've talked about this on Make Me Smart, our podcast, you're a devoted user of DuckDuckGo. For its privacy implications, of course, it's more protective than Google is. But also, the point being, how many really good options are there if you want comprehensive search? It's got to be Google, right? Because they've got all the data and everything?
Well, there are a couple arguments around that. One is that people perceive Google to have better search results because it's a filter bubble, because Google knows a lot about you. So it'll say, oh, if you, the example actually that a lawyer I talked to today gave was that maybe there's a plumber in your area and a lot of people have used that plumber before. And so give you that search option first. But in fact, you might not want that. You might want somebody who's better vetted or something along those lines. The core of the argument that the Department of Justice is making here is that Google has paid a ton of money to device makers, including Apple, and using its own Android platform to make sure that Google is the default. So that every time I, for example, want to use DuckDuckGo in a browser or on my Apple device, I have to find the setting that lets me change that default. And most people don't.
Right. And that default thing was what got Microsoft in trouble, right? With back low these many years ago, the last time we had an antitrust thing was they were putting
this.
Right.
Yeah. This lawsuit, in fact, is very, very similar to the Microsoft case. Someone on Twitter referred to it as almost a cut paste.
Well, they can do that at the Justice Department. We got a half a minute tops. What now happens inside Google as they fight this thing? Because I imagine even though they can afford a lot of lawyers, it's going to suck a little bit of the life out of them.
It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. Even if you quibble about the scope and whether they should have included advertising and data, the fact is that these cases have major impacts. It set Microsoft back a decade of innovation. It set IBM back a decade starting in 1969, AT&T. So Google spends a lot of money, a lot of time, and is very, very distracted trying to fight this thing.
Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.